At the NAAA convention, I'm speaking with Brian Rao, who is president of the organization. Brian, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you mentioned, my name is Brian Rao. I'm from Central North Dakota. I'm an agricultural aviation operator there, along with my wife, Ellie. And I'm also involved in our family farm. Approximately about 50% of my business is in the aerial application industry, and 50% of my business is in a farming operation.
So does that mean you're a client for yourself?
In some respects, that's true. I took this current position in with the NAAA. I agreed to it, I should say, because as a grower myself, I see the need for aerial application. In spite of all the challenges that face us these days, aerial application is still the fastest, least intrusive way to apply crop protection materials.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned challenges. What would you say are some of the challenges or issues facing your segment of the industry?
Well, the main challenge is the regulatory aspect. And let me say that reasonable regulations, we're not afraid of reasonable regulations. They actually can be your friend. They help our PR with the public, but it's issues that have come up recently, like the NDPES permits, where we're duplicating, we're putting on extra layers of regulation with no added benefit to the consumer, to the public, and obviously not to the industry either. And those are probably some of the biggest things that we face. But the industry is expanding. I know there sometimes in the media there's been reports of our demise, but we're as strong as evidence of here in Savannah. We have probably over 1,000 applicators here, and everybody's excited and has had a good year this last year.
Yeah, I understand we're looking at record numbers of attendees here this year. So that, like you said, kind of bodes well if we look forward to the outlook for the industry. How do you feel looking ahead?
Well, I'm optimistic looking ahead. Is it by 2050 the population is going to double again? Conventional agriculture is good for people. It's good for the environment. Conventional agriculture, of which aerial application is an important part, prevents more land from having been converted to agriculture and yet still being able to feed the people of this world.
Getting back to you personally just for a minute here, with the business that you have, I guess I'm just a little curious, how big of an area do you work in? I mean, do you mainly do the type of application you do close to home? Or, I mean, I just don't know how far you might go to do this type of work.
Well, my particular application, it is relatively speaking close to home. Now, in the industry, there are people that, and we have a networking in our industry where people share pilots when there's outbreaks or where there's wet weather. People will share pilots, bring in pilots from other areas that they need. In my particular operation, I do not do that. I stay closer to home to take care of the farm operation too, along with my brothers. And Actually, one of my biggest customers are potato growers under irrigated potatoes. That's probably about half of the aerial application business, and the other half is for dry land work.
What was it that attracted you to getting into this type of work?
Well, I come from an aviation family. My dad, Dwayne, flew 100 combat missions in Korea, and he actually started the aviation crop spraying on our farm for just our own farmland. Being a young man just out of high school, and out of college, I was looking for something more than just doing our farm work. I went work for a couple operators in the fertile Red River Valley of the North in North Dakota, Minnesota, and after that, I did come back to the farm and started my own flying business there.
Interesting. Well, I guess that things are going well, and certainly. The organization here is I'm sure proud and glad to have you as their president currently. When does your term expire? When do you pass the gavel?
My term officially ends December 31st, but we'll do the pass Thursday evening at the farewell reception.
It is great to talk to you, Brian Rao, president of NAAA, here at the record-breaking attendance of their convention taking place in Savannah, Georgia. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.